This thing
Problem.
is.
Before we get into your game on Saturday night at Delaware, just talk a little bit about how your fall camp has gone, and have you guys been able to stay healthy? You feel good about where you are going in the season?
We've had a solid fall camp. A lot of new faces out there, no question. Half of our football team's brand new, so we've got taken this time to kind of develop our own identity a little bit and kind of get our culture going. And but we're ready to go.
You've been doing this a little while. What's the toughest part when you in this new era of college football with the transfer portal and so many players in and out? What's the toughest part about trying to blend those guys into a cohesive unit?
Probably harder now than it's ever been because of the percentage of the players. When 80% of your team were returning, they know how things are expected to be done. And we've told every transfer that comes in and every freshman that comes in that it's your job to adapt to our culture, not for us to adapt to you. A little bit tougher when it's a 50-50 breakup right now. So, it's to get those returning players to, hey guys, this is how we do things here. This is our culture. This is how we practice. This is everything from not just what we run schematically on both sides of the ball, but just how we practice, keeping each other up. Just everybody comes from different backgrounds and has different ways of doing things, and getting everybody on the same page is taking a little bit longer with this group than the past, but I see why. I mean, half the team's brand new.
First question this morning from Kevin Chesney. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hi, Coach. I just wanted to ask you first about your quarterback. Will Jarrett Guest be your quarterback on Thursday night? And if so, what are the qualities he brings to the position?
Yes, he will be. And this is a kid who's been there. He's coming from Coastal Carolina, where he's played in many games, started a handful of them there. He's taken live fire before. I always get concerned about starting quarterbacks who've worn a red jersey their entire training camps and things, because you just don't know what to expect in terms of taking live fire. So he's been there, he's done it. We're excited. He's different than the kid we've had back there for the last 3 years, but he's sound, and he brings just different qualities to the table. I'm excited to see him run too.
Hey, Coach, if I could follow up, Delaware returns a pretty experienced defense. Lots of guys back from last year, from a pretty good defense last year. What are the qualities they have that will make it difficult and challenging for you guys offensively?
I think their D line is as physical and as deep as they come. I think that those guys are stout. They're going to be hard to move on the line of scrimmage. And because of their structure, with the odd front that they play and the three high safeties, it's going to require us to have a ton of eye discipline in terms of all the movement and stunting that could go on, and just being having the eye discipline to realize who's going to be there in front of you isn't going to be the same guy every single time. So I think that creates a little bit of chaos for most offenses and scheme, but they are talented across the board.
Thanks much, Coach. Appreciate it.
Coach, your next question for Andy Waller. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Coach. Kind of an unusual situation for Thursday's game, where it's, likely to be the first and last time you play Delaware. Does that part of things mean anything to your guys, that this is their opportunity to accomplish whatever they want to accomplish by playing Delaware?
Sure. I mean, if you look at my schedule over the last 3 years, I've run into that about 50 times. Hell, everybody we play is the first and the last time we play them. So, who knows? They're a close FBS opponent now. We might need to get that guarantee game. We probably got a better shot at playing them again before we play UNLV. So, to be honest, we are still taking it as an FBS opponent. We need to see where we're at as a football program. This game was set before our move to the conference was even aligned. So we're taking it as a opportunity for us to get a measuring stick to see where we're at.
Thanks.
Next question from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Hello, Coach. Just if you could talk about being part of the CAA. And as you said, you've moved to a few different conferences over the years, but being part of the CAA.
Well, it's I sit having another conference opponent in our state. I kind of watch from afar, and and obviously the East, upper East Coast, and what's happening in FCS football. You know, we've bumped heads in several of these kids in recruiting. Easily, for me, it's if not the top, it's top two conferences in FCS football. I mean, if you look at the quality of the teams, and just over the last 25 years, even when I was a high school coach, and you look at the playoffs, and you look at the champions, you look at the Final Four, there's always CAA presence, and that's the quality of an enduring quality football conference. It's well coached from top to bottom. That produces a lot of good football teams as well as players. We're excited to be a part of that group now. Now we just have to make our niche and do the best we can to bring something to the table.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Chris, before I let you go, just we talked a little bit about the offense, and you talked about the quarterback situation. How do you feel about your defense going into the year and maybe some guys that have looked really good for you in camp?
Sure. I mean, the comments I'm going to say about the defense are probably what I can say about the entire football team. I think we're the most athletic that we've ever been since I've been here. We just lack experience and game experience. And there's only one thing that's going to fix that, and that's games. So, you know, we're just in a spot where athletically I like where we're at defensively. I think our back half length has improved dramatically since we've started making all these conference changes and some of the additions that we've added up front. So it's just going to take time. You know, but I like our athleticism. I like the way we're running around on defense and getting to the ball. And, you know, if we can play against an athletic, fast defense every day in practice, hopefully that prepares us for what we're going to see week in, week out.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.